10. The Thieves. I'll never forget this match, Jack said happily as they walked home from the underground. I'm glad you liked it, Jill said. They came past a busker who was playing music very well. Jill put her hand in a handbag to get out a coin for the busker. Then she shouted, My money! My money has gone! Perhaps you left it at home, Jack said. No, look at my handbag. Someone has cut it open and stolen my money. Jack looked at the cut in the handbag. You're right, and we'll soon find out who that was. How do you want to find out who did it? There are so many people in London and... Never mind that. I'll soon find out, and when I've found out, that someone will be in big trouble. He took his unhappy wife by the hand and walked away from the busker. They were hurrying home now. When they got home, he pulled his wife into his secret cellar, where he had the magic mirror. Mirror, mirror, show me who stole my wife's money. Yes, master, the mirror said. A picture appeared in the mirror. There were two women in a room that looked like an office. They were wearing dirty clothes and sitting at a large desk. There were a lot of things on the desk, such as money, ATM cards, and even a small painting. The women were laughing happily and making a lot of noise. Jack watched them patiently, thinking about what to do. Then he suddenly smiled. I hope you know what you're doing, Jill said. Mirror, I want those women to hear me. Yes, master. You took my money, Jack said slowly but loudly. The two women looked up, feeling surprised. They were not enjoying themselves any more. The women looked around in the room, but they couldn't see anyone. Your clothes are dirty, Jack said. One of the women jumped up and shouted, Who is there? I'm a famous magician, Jack said quietly. You're very bad. You cut open my wife's handbag and stole her money. That's not true, the woman who was standing shouted. You are lying, Jack said. The truth is that you have stolen from a lot of people. Where are you? The woman asked. I'm under the desk, Jack said. The woman quickly took a knife and looked under the desk. Jack laughed. He was enjoying himself now. I lied. I'm not under the desk, but I can see you. The woman walked around the room angrily with a knife in her hand, but of course she couldn't find Jack. I have a message for you, Jack said. Stealing is a very bad thing to do, and I'm going to keep playing with you until you recognize this. Feeling angry, the woman kicked the desk and a printer fell onto the floor. This made her even more angry. She threw a keyboard and a screen onto the floor. Are you feeling better now? Jack asked and laughed at her. The woman went red in the face. Jack decided to visit the women. He took his old top hat and said, I wish I was in the room with those bad women. At once a magic wind blew Jack through the mirror. Suddenly he stood in front of the woman with a knife. She was very surprised, and before she could do anything, Jack quickly put the top hat over the knife in her hand. The knife disappeared. When Jack suddenly appeared in front of her, the woman was surprised. Now she was even more surprised. She slowly walked away from Jack. Now she wasn't angry anymore. She was feeling afraid. Making things disappear with his top hat was one of Jack's favorite tricks, and he had to laugh when he saw how afraid the woman was. The other woman stood up. What do you want? She asked. First, he said, and walked over to the door. I want to lock the door. He locked it and made the key disappear in his top hat. He pointed at the money lying on the desk. And now I want to have my wife's money back. He took some of the money from the desk and also Jill's ATM card. He felt excited. He pointed at the things on the desk. I think we should give all these things to the police. "What?" the women shouted angrily. One of them took a chair to throw it at Jack. "Mirror," he said in a hurry, "I wish these women were on a small cold island with no trees." A magic wind blew the women away to an island far away. The island wasn't beautiful. The sea and the sky were grey and cold. The sky was full of clouds and the sea was much too cold to swim in. There were no plants anywhere. The only animals were a few birds. The island was so small that the women could walk all around it on the beach in just 10 minutes. They were feeling afraid and cold. When Jill and the children saw all this in the mirror, they cheered happily. Jack was in the room alone. Now he had to decide what to do next. He looked at the time. It was late already. He looked around and saw some letters and a telephone. He took the telephone and called the police. He told the police where they could find a lot of stolen things and two thieves. "Mirror, I wish I was back home." Jack disappeared from the room and appeared again in his secret cellar at home. "Mirror, I wish those two women appeared in their room again exactly when the police come." "Yes, master," the mirror said.